This is Roots Rock Radio, episode 183, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to Roots Rock Radio, episode 183, the first show of 2018. So just how have you all been? We survived 2017. It's been a very mild winter so far around Roots Rock Radio headquarters on the east coast of the good old USA. But February is ahead of us, and February is usually a very heavy snow month around here. I'm looking forward to 2018, and I'm anticipating playing lots of roots rock and roll from independent artists. And hopefully I can get to my own music project that I've been trying to get to for the last couple of years. So last week, I hit over 1 million downloads of the two podcasts that I produce. As longtime Roots Rock Radio listeners know, I started this podcast 13 years ago in March 2005. And here we are still going in 2018. Have you enjoyed listening to Roots Rock Radio over the years? I sure hope so. Join in the discussion about the current state of Roots Rock on our Facebook page. You can find a link to it on rrradio.com right on the main page. So the Grammys viewership hit their lowest level since 2009, dropping a whopping 24% over 2017. If this surprises you, you're not paying attention. It doesn't surprise me in the least. As always, if you are in a Roots Rock band, send me your CD or download links to your music for consideration to be on Roots Rock Radio. Just sending me a link to a website does not work. You can find the contact and mailing address at rrradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Roots Rock Radio. And if you want to discuss Roots Rock or Roots Rock Radio, you can do that over on our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. For the most part, Roots Rock Radio is family friendly and work safe, but once in a while there might be a song that slips through the cracks, so just be aware. Most of the songs on this week's episode are actually from downloads. CDs are becoming a thing of the past, and that's an interesting trend. If it continues, I will close the P.O. box and just accept digital downloads at some point. I will make an announcement ahead of time if that's the case. Along with the hosting service, which I have at Libsyn, which is a podcast server company, I also have the expense of the P.O. box over the last 13 years, and each year costs a couple $100. So it all adds up. If you're a listener and you find a roots rock band that you like, contact them and have them send me their CD or a download link to their music. First up, John Deary. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
I've got a bad habit, and I just can't shake it. Every time I try to get her off my mind, just when I start to settle down, she shakes the scene all over town. Then there I go, chasing her again. Cat's eyes, mesmerized. There ain't no place for a boy to hide. I'm just trying to be satisfied. She shines upon me like the bright sunlight. I know it's crazy, but she makes me high. Why she gotta catch my wandering eye? Why she gotta catch my wandering eye? And she's brighter than a crystal. Try as I might, I just can't look away, yeah. Just when I think I'm over her, that kitty cat, she begins to purr. And there I go, chasing her again. Cat's eyes, mesmerized. There ain't no place for a boy to hide. I'm just trying to be satisfied. She shines upon me like the bright sunlight. I know it's crazy, but she makes me high. Why she gotta catch my wandering eye? Why she gotta catch my wandering eye?
Sirens sing along. is a fall. Looping lightning strike, sirens sing along. Don't think I can hear you call. I'm gonna waste my time on you. I'm gonna waste my time on you. I'm gonna waste my time on you. I'm gonna waste my time. Down a muddy stream, carved through my soul's design. Being tossed about, being thrown around in this little raft of mine. Much weaker heart might break apart and go. Sirens sing along, rises up and falls. Looping lightning strike, sirens sing along.
Just heard the Stacking Stones Band. We heard their tune Waste My Time on the web, stackingstonesband.com. Before that, we heard Frankie Ranks and the Freeloaders. We heard their tune Wandering Eye on the web, facebook.com/Frankie Rank and the Freeloaders. And opening this last set, we heard John Deary, Where Do I Go Now? On the web, facebook.com/John Deary Band. D-E-E-R-Y. So in 1956, Elvis Presley started recording what would be his first album at RCA's New York studios. Some of the songs he recorded included his version of the Carl Perkins song, Blue Suede Shoes. Johnny Cash planted a seed for the song in the fall of 1955, while Perkins, Cash, Elvis Presley, and other Louisiana hayride acts toured throughout the South. Cash told Perkins of a black airman, C.V. White, whom he had met while serving in the military in Germany, who had referred to his military regulation airmen's shoes as blue suede shoes. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Track my mind when all dreams don't kiss. It hurts, don't lie, but there's still only one pillow, and I don't know why. Well, I went to bed with you in my head. I guess it's good.
We just heard Eric Agner. We heard his tune, Little Miss Sunshine, on the web, Eric Agner, AGNER.com. Before that, we heard Adam Hood. We heard his tune, 22 Days Too Long, on the web, AdamHood.com. And opening this last set, we heard Hucklebuck. We heard their tune, Quarter to May, on the web, HucklebuckMusic.com, all one word. They're from Frederick, Maryland, up in my neck of the woods. In 1964, the Searchers were at number one on the UK singles chart with the Sonny Bono song, Needles and Pins. The group's second UK number one had originally been recorded by Jackie DeShannon. Now, I didn't know that Needles and Pins was written by Sonny Bono. 1969, the Beatles with Billy Preston played their lunchtime rooftop gig on top of the Apple Building on Savile Row, London. Lasting for just over 40 minutes, it was the last time the Beatles performed live together. They played Get Back, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, One After 909, and I Dig a Pony. Traffic was brought to a standstill as crowds of people gathered below and watched, and they also watched from windows in nearby buildings. John Lennon ended the performance by saying, I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Well, I always keep my head down low, 'cause when you see me, you never let me go. Now, don't think I don't already know. You thought you'd always be my man and take me away in your minivan, but what you don't understand is this ends where it began. 'Cause I'm running fast from the enemy, but your radar gun always seems to find me. You better back away, 'cause you're making one bigger mistake. 'Cause all you've ever wanted was you and me, and all I wanna do is under attack. I'm nearly an insomniac, 'cause I see those looks of deep desire, like when gasoline meets that ring of fire. You got me all wound up in lies. What else will you conspire? Yeah, I'm running fast from the enemy, but your radar gun always seems to find me. You better back away, 'cause you're making more.
heaven gone wrong.
I need some coffee and it better be strong. All that beer and liquor has done me wrong. I felt real good until the morning showed up. Now I'm lying in bed trying not to throw it up. I got $100 hangover. I got $100 hangover. I got $100 hangover. Gonna pray to Jesus cause I can't see the light.
Just heard Lords of the Highway. We heard their tune $100 Hangover on the web, facebook.com/Lords of the Highway. Before that, we heard The Informants. We heard Stiletto Angel on the web, theinformantsband.com. And opening this last set, we heard Aaron Kelly, Never Gonna Be, on the web, aaronkellymusic.com. There's a really nice version of that on YouTube. Just do a search for it. In 1973, after recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss made their first appearance as Kiss at the Popcorn Club in Queens, New York. I actually saw Kiss with Aerosmith on the same bill at Painter's Mill in Maryland back in the day. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe, rrradio.com. When you get the chance, don't forget to join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. You can also find us on Twitter at Roots Rock Radio, and of course, in Apple's iTunes in the podcast section, or else in your favorite podcast aggregator. So there you have it, the first episode of Roots Rock Radio for 2018. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.